Case in Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer again for another episode right here of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, with K-State University. Your very first time listening to this podcast again. Thank you for taking the time out of your day, evening, or whatever it is to take a time out to listen to this. Yeah, that other K-State podcast out here in Kansas City, Missouri. My name is Eddie Greer, host of this podcast here, here on this Monday, frigid Monday, March 16th, 2026. Again, I'm ready for winter to be completely out of here. You know, March means this weird-ass weather, per usual in the Midwest. You don't fully get spring and whatnot. You still get them that reminder that, hey, winter's still around, but I'm pretty much over that. At this moment of time here, as we I'm about to wind this down this Monday here and get ready for what should be very, very pumped up Tuesday, folks. But speaking of getting out of here, getting over winter, we're not over this K-State women's basketball team just yet. They did get in to the WBIT. I don't know why they say BIT now instead of NIT, but yeah, old school. NIT, what do you want to call it? K-State, your women's basketball team, going to be playing at least one more game. Let's see if they can make a run here as they'll begin, hopefully, another run on Thursday in Bramlage Coliseum. They're going to be taking on Georgia Tech. So back up a little bit here for a minute. 10 of the last 12 years now, K-State women's basketball has made the postseason. And to make the postseason with this team right here, again, third youngest team in the nation on the women's basketball side. And this is more reps. This is more reps for them. Now, again, I've been ahead of the curveball about this team, and now everybody else is catching on. This team in this transfer portal era can stay together. Again, this season is not officially done yet, but again, we keep everybody's now keep on saying that. Well, the future is right. Well, we got to get through this first. But yeah, definitely women's basketball is headed back in the right direction for sure after what we saw 2 weeks ago up here in Kansas City. K-State women's basketball team's coming off that run to the Big 12 semifinals, where they, of course, lost TCU there as well. But yeah, 10 of its last 12. That's impressive. And of course, as a senior recorder's podcast here on what is turned out to be sort of some, kind of a nice sunset in the midst of a cold blast through Kansas City today. Casey Alexander was officially introduced to K-State Nation as the next men's head coach on the basketball side of things here. So, yeah, there's still a lot of that going on. But Jeff Mitty and his staff, head coach Jeff Mitty and his staff, have done a nice job. And we'll see. And I just look, I haven't looked, again, detailed. I do have K-State's side of the bracket pulled up here. So we'll go through that right now while I have y'all here on this podcast, the Pro Budget Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer, your host of the show, literally just got home. So there's that. But K-State women's basketball is going to be playing more postseason basketball, and hopefully they can go on another little run here in this tournament here. Come starting on Thursday, that is there as well. K-State Nation, if you're wondering, yes. This game between Georgia Tech and K-State is in Bramlage Coliseum. So K-State being the high seed, hosting and potentially hosting. I don't want to get jumped too far ahead of ourselves right now, but there's a possibility, again, K-State could host. Now, it was a different setting, obviously, when we hosted the NCAA first couple rounds a couple years ago. That was awesome. And then there's that possibility again, that K-State can host the first two this time in the WBIT. Yeah, but they got to get through Georgia Tech first. Georgia Tech, Georgia Tech comes in here. Now, I don't understand this. 14 and 18, 8 and 10 in ACC, the Atlantic Conference. Wait, the Atlantic Coast Conference. There you go. It's been a bit since I mentioned ACC on this podcast. Yeah, as well. So you would think, again, but anything can happen here. And K-State, for whatever reason, we saw at times this year that they struggled against these type of teams here. But you have them at home. Again, you are the better team right here. You got all the moment. And I think still, honestly, the more basketball you're playing, it's just going to propel you in the next season. And again, once we know the forecast of this roster for next year, again, hopefully this sky's the limit again with this young roster. They're going to get another chance to play in front of their home crowd yet again. And it all starts with Georgia Tech there. Georgia Tech, head coach by first-year head coach Kieran Blair. Yellow Jackets led by Talia Walker and senior guard Brianna Turnage. There, Walker was an all-ACC first-team selection this past year by the media, a second-team all-league selection by the coaches there. Finished third in scoring in the ACC, almost scoring 20 points a game. Those are some of the notables to watch come Thursday. We might as well just preview the thing right now while we're at it. So there you go as well. Turnage, though, along with that, led the ACC in rebounding, almost 13 rebounds a game there as well. And, of course, your K-State Wildcats, of course. And I haven't gotten around to any of the, well, I have. Well, I already talked about Jordan Spicer coming off that big first team All Big 12 tournament there as well. Tess Hill, All Big 12 honorable mention. Let's see here. Taryn Sides also on that, along with Nash, Natasha Klossitz, and of course Jordan Spicer yet again. Already on it. Sorry, just looking at reading a response there as well. Sorry, I'm talking out loud there as well. So yeah. Tess Hill, who's all third team selection, Big 12. Honorable mention, Taryn Sides. And let me see here. Yeah. Klossens was third team as well, with Jordan Spicer on that as well here. I can read more of the numbers. I won't go into any of that right now. But of course, if K-State were to get past Georgia Tech at home, they would face the winner of the California Santa Clara game, and that's on Sunday, the 22nd. Obviously, the site's determined because we ain't played these games yet. In case they will have the host of it, and is this the first? I wouldn't say. Let's see. I think we're on the road. The last time we're on the NIT. Now I know it's the WBIT. Whatever, WNIT. I think the K-State was on the road last time. maybe I'm thinking of the men. Maybe I'm thinking of them. There, as they try to rebuild, if you will. And that's a whole other conversation there as well. Looking at the bracket, K-State side of the bracket here, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. K-State gets their ticket to the WBIT, and they will be taking on Georgia Tech, 14-18. 14-18, Georgia Tech, Thursday night, out there in Bramlett's Coliseum, y'all, K-State Nation. There's a lot of good stuff going on Thursday. Tomorrow, too, for that matter, because I finally, the streak that I'm on been working has been crazy, but I got the rare Tuesday off, obviously, and I'm going to take full advantage of that. So there's that. But Thursday, there's a lot going on I can't go to. That's a whole nother conversation there as well. But anyways, yes, your number one seed on this side of the bracket here. Let me see here. I'm looking at North Dakota State is a one seed. Obviously, you have, hold up, Case. Well, actually, let me cut this in half a little bit. All right, yeah. So one seed, North Dakota State. K-State is the two over here. There as well. And let me see here. Chattanooga taking on North Dakota State. Columbia, the four seed, taking on St. John. That looks like it's going to be a good matchup. Cal and Santa Clara, we already mentioned that. As Cal is 19-14. And Santa Clara is 24-9 there. So the task is at hand for this team. And we'll see what they can dig up here on Thursday night. So very excited again to see them play at least one. Well, listen, see, wherever it is, for at least one more time. Let's see if we can get to the Sunday matchup there as well. So, but yes, it's yet to be determined. K-State, big news, other than track and field, other than Casey Alexander getting hired on the men's basketball side, the K-State women's basketball team, led by head coach Jeff Vanney and company, obviously Tess still getting another chance to play. Another opportunity to play one more game for K-State. Let's see if we can extend that into the weekend. Obviously, we're only on Monday night, so there's that. But yeah, so K-State, the 2 seed, taking on Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech going to have to come up to the Midwest in Manhattan, Kansas on Thursday night. So there's your little early preview, if you will. We'll just come out either first thing tomorrow or probably tomorrow night here on this podcast, which the Pro Project Podcast you get wherever podcasts are found. Your K-State Encyclopedia Podcast, baby. This daily podcast, K-State Podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that is football, men's, women's basketball, baseball, spring sports is in full swing. Men's golf just got done with the first round earlier in South Carolina for the Michael A. Marino Classic there. They were in the top 10 the last time I checked there. I think they ended up finishing 10th, by the way, in that round. So there's that. So all things K-State sports, new breaking news, recast, postcast after every K-State athletic event. And of course, if you're not subscribed to this podcast already, this daily podcast, what have you been doing? Make sure you go ahead, hit that subscribe button every time I update your content daily. And close the tap the alarm bell as well, because you hit the alarm bell, you're going to get notified that the Pro Bunch of Podcast has uploaded more content wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast, Amazon, Spotify, iTunes, and so much more. Make sure you tell fellow K-State fans, K-Stater, about this podcast. Make sure you continue, if you're in the city of Manhattan, spread the word out. K-State's playing more basketball. The women's basketball team, anyways, playing more basketball. Come Thursday night, and oh, I mean, did I set a time on that? No, I did not. Oh, let me see. You can pull the time up here a little bit. Okay. I just wanted to be sure. 6:30 Thursday night. Of course, we'll have the postcast, obviously. We'll keep on doing postcasts as long as K-State Women's Basketball is still playing on that side of the coin. Alex ain't out there in the state of California. It's Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. This has been another episode right here of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. So, cats.